Don't you ever.
Hello, Shepherd's Gardening.
Hi.
Hello, this is Shepherd's Gardening.
Hey. Is this Glenn?
Glenn Morton, Shepherd's Gardening.
Hey, Glenn. Sorry, this is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Oh, I've been trying to get a hold of you or trying to leave a message. I wonder what happened.
I know. We've been playing phone tag. I just wanted to, touch base with you. I know you're looking, a mower, right, and pay off for your truck?
Yeah, I was still looking to get a new mower, and of course my truck's probably going to be paid off before the end of the year, but it still wouldn't hurt to have some extra cash to get like a new blower or something like that. But main thing is get an older mower, which is hitting 9 years, replaced.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so do you have like any quotes already for them, or?
It's anywhere between $9,000 and $10,000. That's a lot of money for it. But it's a zero turn. It's a commercial mower. I wouldn't want to get one that's, I call it, a homeowner's version, because they don't usually last one or 2 years. And a lot of them to last at least as long as the last one did.
Right. Yeah, no, and I remember when you left their voicemail, you said you had a job, that they're fixing to give you, right?
Let's see. Well, it depends who it is.
Well, yeah, I think you said you picked up some extra contracts and were looking to go through with it.
Oh, yeah.
That's good, okay.
Yeah, the city out here is just giving me some extra work, I guess you call it, contracts. And there's I'm still waiting on my bid to be okay. There's a government housing land area out here. It covers about 16, 17 acres. A lot of weed trimming and edging, but I'm the only one that's put a bid in for it. By the time they get two more bids, it's likely out of the season, but they keep it going all year.
No, that's good. So you put in bids, and then do you just do lawn mowing and then like trimming, or do you do like tree trimming and planting?
No, I try to stay out of tree trimming unless it's low hanging stuff. I don't really want to get into the major tree work where you have to bring in a big truck. So I'd have to hire somebody to do that for me. I'd rather get what I can get personally. I don't mind doing some bush trimming, minor tree trimming, small stuff that's dying and fall over. I can, chainsaw it up and haul it off for them. But my stuff mainly is in the complete lawn care, gardening care, and some bush and shrubbery.
Nice. And what do you usually charge, like, per yard? Like, how do you judge it? Just how long?
Well, if it's basic, if it's a good landscaping job and I have to bring in the bushes or replace their bushes, it depends on how far I have to drive to get the material. But generally, I shoot about $35 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
That's about 2 or 3 hours I'm done anyway, so I make close to $100 on the customer. If I have to drive to Lexington here, which is a good over 40 miles, and bring in like some loads, shrubbery, and a lot of bark mulch in a bigger truck I got, then I charge them $75 the first hour, then I still run about $35 an hour. And they said, that's very reasonable. I said, oh, it is?
Yeah.
Some people, down here where I'm living at, they think that's outrageous prices. I said, well, if you're living in a $200,000 to $500,000 house, you can afford to bring in somebody who does all your shrubbery work, landscapes your lawn or step by the house, takes care of you. And somebody around here may not want to spend more than $25 a month. I said, well, I'll let them go to the guys who just graduated out of high school looking for work to do. But if you want to pay, it's the way it always ends up. You're going to get what you pay for.
Right. Yeah, so, that makes sense. And, so you just kind of, that makes sense why you base it off that. So with this, do you have that, these other jobs lined up, or do you kind of just get your repeat customers?
Well, I got a few new jobs. I've been picking up a lot of extra work from the city down here at St. Augustine. I think they cut their budget where they don't even own a brush hog tractor. They don't have a crew that goes out, does any mowing at all. They sublet it out to people who live here who have a commercial business like me, or like there's a big thing going on in town, a parade or something, they'll hire me to go along, like maybe a 2 mile stretch with just a weed trimmer or a push mower in some places, but you can't get a riding mower off the edge of the road with the drop offs. And I've walked a lot, mile and a half with a weed trimmer, because with an extra container of fuel, and just basically do all the edges of the streets and downtown and all the way out for about a mile. And they said they ain't got nobody they want to hire that wants to do the labor. I says, well, I don't mind. It keeps me in shape.
Yeah, no, exactly. So with this, I mean, are you ready? Like, do you have the quotes and everything able to go?
Yeah, I've given some people some quotes, and like I said, I'm waiting for people to give me an okay on it. If some of this stuff starts up, I have work through December.
Okay.
Which I think it'll put me around, I'll say, an extra $4,000 per customer. It just depends on what, you know, if I get it or not.
Okay. All right, well, I will... yeah, I can, like, we can definitely get something going for you. It'll be a one-page application. Do you still have my email that I sent you?
If you sent me anything, I think I read a short note that's on here. I don't normally fax anybody anything. I don't really email too many people. I'd rather somebody send me a piece of a paperwork, or I'll basically call them on the phone and give some quotes. And or if they need it in writing, I can send it to them. It takes about 3 days, but I don't do any kind of faxing or anything like that. Email is kind of slow for me because I don't do a whole lot of that. I have a email or site for turning them on, and I got about maybe 8 or 9 pictures of work out that I do, and pictures of flowers and gardens I've set up, maybe pictures of my truck and equipment. And, you know, if people see that, if this is what he does for a living, you know, that's what they like, then they'll call the number on there. Some people will say, well, we're interested in doing what you do for a living, but they don't ever, you know, nobody really follows through. It's probably the money stopping them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Okay.
Of course, everybody wants this free estimate, you know, come out to their property, drive about 25 miles, so well, I do it for this, and I do that for that, and they say, okay, we'll think about it. Generally, when they say that, they don't want to spend the money.
Yeah, no, I hear you. Yeah, I can definitely get you an answer, I would say by the end of the week, but it's possible, depending on, would you be able to send everything over, like, tomorrow or Friday?
September 26th.
Yeah.
Okay, and you do have my email then?
What now, sir?
Do you still have my email?
I think I do. If not, I can write it down again.
Okay, yeah, it would just need, you know, the quote of the mower that you have. Are you looking to purchase? It's around $10,000.
Just say an even price right now, $10,000. I could go $12,000, but I think I could still probably get a couple of good quotes that right now. The more expensive mower you get, it's going to be a Z-turn with a diesel engine. But generally, I've seen those go 10, 15 years, and they're still going, whereas a gasoline has to have another engine within 8 to 9 years.
Right. Okay, well, I mean, yeah, let's shoot for 12, you know, and then if we get you approved for 12, that way it gives you a little leeway, you know, when you're looking to purchase.
Yes, right.
Yeah, so it'd be the one.
Whatever the financing comes out to, I will probably try to pay it off in the first 2 years instead of waiting. If it goes out for 3 or 4 years, and they say, well, you can finance that for so many years, I said, I would prefer to get it done within 2 years. You pay it off early and let you some kind of a penalty for paying it off early. Most of them won't do that, especially when you want to just pay off and then one big check.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's fine. We discount our. You're allowed to, you know, pay early. I would actually give you, you know, discounts if you do that. And it's the terms will be decided, you know, once we get everything approved, and then Sue would be looking at, you know, after you get approved, the underwriters will give you some options to choose from.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So
I got a letter the other day from some company that says they do banking for, they do loans for small business stuff. They said, well, you're going to be making at least $8,000 or $10,000 a month. I said, well, I can probably hit that once in a rare while, but I don't do that average every month all year. I mean, I wouldn't be making applications for people that have these supposedly advertisements for you. You can borrow up to $500,000 and all that stuff. I said, if I was making the kind of money I would like to make, I wouldn't be calling or writing those people in the first place.
Right, exactly. Yeah, no, I hear you. But yeah, they do usually have that for like working capital, but it's a little different with equipment as it is a secured piece.
I know so many people buy tractors and trucks that run $50,000, $100,000 a piece. I said, no, I don't. I have no intention of purchasing stuff that big. I mean, I personally am one that runs most of the equipment. I do, but some people help me once in a while, but I'd rather not invest in that kind of stuff and then have a really bad season and how I'm going to come up with the money and pay it off. I'm going to be able to ask for the money that I know that I can afford. If I had to, I could pay it off the first year.
Right. Right, and that's... You know, definitely an option to you. If you have the money, you can pay it off.
Right.
Yeah, and that's good. And
my last income tax, they said, I mean, last year they said it was hitting 31. It was literally hitting 37 or 38. This year they said, well, you're hit 41 this last year, but it ended up being like 45. And I said, well, which one is it? They said, well, it's kind of hard to tell. For some of these bigger jobs you take on off and on during the winter, you're not declaring the money. I said, no, I'm not going to just futuristically say, I know I can make an extra 10 or 12,000 on this job and another 10 on this other one.
Yeah.
But if I don't pick up doing that particular, like cutting firewood or doing some pressure washing on some big buildings and stuff, I said, I'm not going to include that as my extra income if I don't think I'll do it that year. It may be too wet, too cold, or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, and hold on one second. Hello, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, yeah, I was breaking up a little bit. It's definitely tough because the season, you know, when it changes over there in the wintertime. But, I'll tell you what, I mean, we definitely can see what we can do for you. It's the one-page application. It'd be 6 months business bank statements. You have those available?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and then your most recent tax return, did you get an extension on 2015?
Yeah, I think I can do that. I got a copy. Well, I had to go back to ask my bookkeeper. She's for a CPA over here in town, but she's not there today. She already left. She leaves before 4. But I can get back with her tomorrow and say, can I get a recopy of this or that? Because what I don't keep on that kind of confidential paperwork, if I don't use it, I either give it back to her, or this last time I got a friend who's got a large electronic shredder. I just put everything to the shredder. I don't keep stuff like that at the house. In other words, somebody breaks into the house, there's not going to be anything pertaining to anyone else's bank stuff, nor will they have anything in mind. Everything is kept on paper files. Those are locked up in the lockbox. The room is locked up. Of course, I locked my house up. So it takes 3 keys to get to all this information.
Yeah.
And there's nothing kept on the electronic file about my bank or anybody else's information. So it
right.
can't be hacked into. It's like, let's say, a low-profile electronics, or whatever you want to call it, low-tech stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you can't be too careful.
It's like storing people's money. They store their money in a mayonnaise jar and then bury it out in the backyard. I found people that I've literally done some gardening and found this stuff in the, you know, an old tomato can. And thankfully, it was insulated well. And I dug it up and I said, man, there's over 20s in here. And these are these 20 dated back to the 60s and 70s.
Wow.
Over in the 50s. I go, you know, you got probably a couple thousand. You know, there's 3,000. That's one where that can went.
Yeah.
I throw it to him or her, and then they said, there's probably some more out there. Don't dig too deep.
Yeah.
I saw a low-tech bank account. They said they didn't trust electronics. They don't trust the bank. So when they got a certain amount of money, they buried it in the backyard.
And yeah.
People started passing on in their family. And I said, you know, you need to make sure you tell everybody where your you trust where your money is. Because somebody like me comes out here who's not honest and say, that tomato plant's got some green in it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's funny.
I mean, it's the same way I keep my important files. Of course, it may be in danger if there was a fire. Hope there's not, but nobody's going to hack into my business that way.
Right. No, and that's great to have that security. So we just need the one page app, the bank statements, your tax return, and then a quote of that mower you have over there. And I'll resend that email to you. That way you have it right there, fresh. You can find it, and
yes, sir.
We can get this going for you. When do you think you could send it over?
Well, I can try tomorrow. I've got 1-2 jobs tomorrow. These are at the lake in some big sandy areas. I know it rained here a lot today, and it rained yesterday. But these places by the lake are all sandy. They don't hold water, so if it rained 2 inches one day, you could go back there and basically mow it the next day.
Okay.
So I do a couple of these jobs tomorrow. I can come back here at the house, get relaxed, and clean up, and then I'll get on my paperwork for you.
All right, sounds good. When should I follow up with you tomorrow?
Sir?
When should I follow up with you tomorrow, Glenn?
Let's say around 2-ish.
Okay.
Between 1 and 2 o'clock. I mean, I think I'll be back way before lunch, but just in case.
Right.
That way I have time to clean up, maybe eat lunch, and I'm relaxed enough. I've got everything in front of me.
Okay. All right, sounds good. I'll give you a call tomorrow, too.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it.
All right, Glenn. Well, thanks for your time, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yes, sir. Thank you for your time. I appreciate the encouragement.
Uh-huh. No problem.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.